Right now on VFN TV, we're going to find out what the numbers are. The fact that we've moved to Jerusalem as the capital, acknowledging as the capital, and moved our embassy to Jerusalem, America did, and the unemployment rate at a history low. We're going to hear from President Trump himself. Also, we're going to go to a VFN KB success secret, the head of Fast Signs, and get some tips and points to be able to help you out. And finally, about digital evangelism. We're still called to reach out, but you can do it digitally now, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Man, listen, President said we're going to get tired of winning, but I'm not tired yet. Are you tired?
I am so grateful, you know, of what's taking place.
Yes.
Because if you didn't have a job, if you knew you needed one, because a lot of people have been told you don't need one, but if you knew you needed a job or you needed a raise, I mean, pay was back down around the 70s, the amount people were getting paid.
Not too long ago.
And now we're looking at history.
History
making.
More jobs today than they have people looking for jobs. That wasn't the story not too long ago.
I know, and it's so empowering. I mean, how can anybody say that's not good, especially if you're the one that got the job? And the history, as a matter of fact, listen to President Trump right now as former Governor Huckabee is speaking to him about, by the way, it's his daughter that is the press secretary for President Donald Trump.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Let's take a look.
Well, the embassy was a big thing, but it was for many presidents before me, and everybody campaigned that they were going to move the embassy to Jerusalem, and nobody did it. And I never understood why. I really never did. I knew there would be pressure, but I never understood. But I do understand now, because 2 weeks before I did it, when the word was out that I was going to do it, I was called by so many countries saying, please don't do it. I mean, I was called, actually got to a point where I said, I'll call you back in a week, because I didn't want to have them tell me don't do it, and then I do it, because I was going to do it. It was a campaign promise. I thought it was very important. And you know who really likes it the most are the evangelicals. I'll tell you what, I get more calls of thank you from evangelicals, and I see it in the audiences and everything else, than I do from Jewish people. And the Jewish people appreciate it, but the evangelicals appreciate more than the Jews, which is incredible. But
it's not a surprise, though, Mr. President, because evangelicals are people of the book, and they believe that you kept a promise that was fulfilling, really, 3,000-year-old commitment to recognize Jerusalem as the capital.
I think it's a nice thing to say, because it really, I mean, you know, it really affects Jewish people, in theory more, but as you say, people of the book, okay, people of the Bible, but the evangelicals really appreciate it, and that makes me feel good, but nobody did it. I never understood why. As soon as that second week hit up, and once I did it, it was something very special. It's an important event.
This is so exciting. Biblically, historically, God's the creator of the universe. He created everything. The time clock is Israel and Jerusalem. And, of course, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu compared President Trump first to King Cyrus. And then when they told him thousands of years ago to go back and establish yourself, and then he compared him to Lord Balfour.
It was the Balfour Declaration.
Balfour Declaration.
And then recognized Israel.
And then President.
Harry Truman.
Harry Truman, who signed it in 1948, right, to be a nation, the force would be behind you. The force be with you, right? And then.
Then President Trump.
Who moved. We are coming very close to some rapid things taking place. Historically, but I want to say this. Go ahead.
You know, because of this bold move now, six other countries have now moved their embassy to Jerusalem, and I truly believe that the rest of these countries will follow soon. It's just a matter of time, short time.
Well, you know, what's being said prophetically, I believe it's, I can't tell you who it was right now, but prophetically is, and you just know this when you read scripture, that God is dividing nations between sheep and goat nations. And so the sheep nations will be ones saying, acknowledging Israel.
That's right.
And the goat nations will be the ones who refuse to acknowledge Israel. And to not acknowledge Israel is to not acknowledge the creator and, you know, the God of Israel.
Yeah.
God of, by the way, Israel's first name, his name wasn't Israel to begin with. His name was Jacob. And so it's Abraham, and Abraham has a son, and his son was named Isaac, and then Isaac had a son, and his son was named Jacob. the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then Jacob's name got changed to Israel when he had an encounter with God. And once he, you know, wrestled with God and man, and he came his name. But it's not just a country. It's a people. It's a nation. It's God. What God is glorifying his name. So when you stand with Israel knowingly, you're standing, you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed.
That's what the Word of God says. Those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed.
Right.
And right now,
why would you even want to even curse?
Curse any nation.
You're
we definitely don't want to curse Israel. It's the only democracy ally friend that we have in the Middle East, faithful friend.
He's the one that kept us motivated and encouraged during,
the last previous administration. And so it's a beautiful thing. So we're seeing now a friendship, a relationship with Israel that we haven't seen in years.
It's never
been
like
it's never been, really.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that was prophesied by Pastor John Kilpacker, Church of His Presence, at the beginning of time, when nobody didn't know what was going on, that God was going to put Donald Trump in the office and has given him generals to protect and keep Israel in their homeland. So it's about Israel. And so you want your country, encourage your leader, and I know a lot of you are listening from all around the world, encourage your leaders to stand with Israel. I mean, even greedy people stand with a good deal. And if you actually get your leader to say, listen, we're going to be blessed as a nation if we stand with Israel. And it's so important right now to decide, you know, what your nation is going to stand for, because the different things are going to happen to different ones.
It's amazing how a lot of the unrest has settled down, and by taking Jerusalem off the bargaining chip, it's kind of, you know, saying, okay, since this was a hindrance before, you couldn't make a deal, we're going to remove that for you and make it a lot more
easy. It's brilliant.
Easier.
It's like, you know, okay, that's off the table, so let's just talk about this other stuff. And that was the thing, you know, that people wanted to do. I don't know how close we are to a break, but listen to this. When we were listening to what the Lord was going to say, and we were coming into this elections that were going to come up that brought this current president up, the Lord showed me that, you know, who would be president. It was around October of that year, and he showed me, you know, that he was just as surprised as everybody else was surprised, but that the God was going to give the White House back to the people, because it's really the people's house. And politicians are there temporarily, but it's your house. And God showed me that. But he also showed me very specifically Brianna Bolander, and prophetically about how important President Trump was going to be for the African-American citizens, because the unemployment rate was huge under President Obama. And it was home ownership was down very low with our African-American citizens, brothers and sisters. And it's like you would think that that would have been one thing that would have cranked up. But guess what? God said specifically, and he gave a dream to Brianna, and I want you to see this dream, because you're going to hear about the numbers and how they've changed.
Which is beautiful about this dream. I want to say is that this is a person who loves the Lord, but has no really pretty much historical grid or anything involving what the Lord showed her. So this is just amazing, amazing word.
I know. Take a look.
So I had a dream last night that I was in like a Sam's Club, like a huge warehouse type grocery store. And I was with President Trump and one of his advisors, and I was kind of leading him through. And there was this young African-American man there with us, and the whole time as we were walking through the store, he's just talking to President Trump, and just talking and talking and talking. And so as we're going through the aisles, each aisle was an issue, like taxes and poverty. And as we walked through those aisles, it was so crowded, it was difficult to get through them. And then some aisles we passed through, they were just completely blocked off. We couldn't even go there. And we came up to this one aisle, and all the while this young African-American man is just talking and talking, and he's so excited. And we came to this one aisle, and at the end of it was a poster that they had done this nationwide poll of something to the effect of, what administration did you feel like you were the most, like,
represented
or edified?
Edified.
And
speaking to the African American population.
Right. And so overwhelmingly, there was circled Obama, and you could tell that this poll had been done before, because Clinton's name was there And those who had selected Clinton before scratched that out and circled Obama. And the young man that was with us, who was talking this whole time, said, "You see, they felt that they were edified or represented by this administration, but the truth is they lost their identity in that administration." Mm. And then the dream ended.
Now she doesn't know, she don't know the history that Bill Clinton, President Clinton, was considered before President Barack Obama, was the first black president, first African-American president, which means they felt he represented that part of the population. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Obama comes as an African-American president, and there's so many things that he represents that are good in the context of that aspect of it. Yeah. And then, but the truth is, God's heard the cry, because really, I believe that people took advantage of pain and victimized people again. Use issues to victimize the people. And now you have somebody who God is saying he's going to, this is that. This is the cry of your heart. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a while to digest that. And so God is going to answer the injustice that's been happening in America. And I think that's just so exciting. And she had no idea about the history. Thank God for that. Thanks. Appreciate it. This is so important, because the particular man that was running around excited in her dream was an African American. And he's saying, "Listen, this is great. The numbers are good. This is exciting. It's so exciting." And this is actually 2000, the beginning, before all this started happening.
Sure.
This is early on. And so, and you go to the Torch to find out the exact date it's going to be on there. And so now you're looking at the numbers. So when you hear now the fulfillment of that prophetic dream, and like Brianna has no agenda. I mean, my goodness, he just loves the Lord, and God's just downloading the way he does to you and others at what's going on. And God speaks to us. I want to encourage you, you know, listen to what God's saying. He will encourage you. So now let's hear what President Trump had to say. He's being interviewed by the former governor, Mike Huckabee, specifically about these numbers, how it did come to pass, including the unemployment rate in the world history low for America, for the African American. It's exciting. Hispanic American, African American, and I believe it's a 60-year low now, even beyond this interview. For women, women's lowest unemployment rate in 60 years.
Beautiful days, aren't they?
It's called being blessed by God. God is blessing our nation. This is what this means. Take a look.
Let's talk about the economy a minute. Highest number of people among minorities have jobs in the history of the U.S., not just in the last 10 or 15 years, in history.
Black and Hispanic have the best unemployment they've ever had in recording, you know, history, in terms of great numbers. So we have the best number, lowest unemployment in history for black, and they love it. African American people have never had a job situation like this, the lowest in history unemployment, lowest unemployment in history for Hispanic, among the lowest for women. It's 21 years now. 21 years, it's the best for women. We're doing really well. The country's doing well. Companies are coming back into the country.
This is the facts. But God said it prophetically. This is not man's doing. Only God could be doing this thing in the world that's happening across the world. You're looking at the strong right arm of God. You're looking at God hears prayers and he answers prayers. And we're seeing many, many prayers that have gone up. You know, and Kim Clement, we actually had that prophetic word on specifically about that, that God heard the prayers and he's responding in a big way. And it's just so encouraging to see this and begin to believe God for great things. Begin to believe him for, you know, you're looking, I'm talking to somebody right now, he might even be listening. It's a friend of mine in Pakistan. The fact that they wish they had these kind of job opportunities, this kind of industry, that he wants to come to America to be able to work these jobs. And you're looking at what's going to begin to happen is people are going to start coming to America who want to be able to be the engineer, who want to be able to be the doctor, who wants to be able to be the professor. And there's people right now that they're highly educated, they're ready to begin work, but we didn't have jobs to give them. But now jobs have come back to America, which means, and the environment that he's in and others in his particular country, it's so volatile and it's so, you know, dangerous and things that are going on. But here you have these people, these women and men who are just like us, that want a chance in life. They want to be able
to work,
to go to work and have an income and to live a life. And that's the next thing. The doors are going to open up in certain ways to allow people to be able to come and get these
and
jobs.
And that's why it's so wrong for someone who has the ability to work, who can work, not to work.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people today that would just do anything to be an American, to come to America, and actually be able to take care of their family.
And you think about it. It's hard for people to remember how things were, even if it was like a week ago. But remember, it was bad. It was
really bad.
They're riding off a country. But right now, just over these first 500 plus days, that America now has more jobs than we have people trained to fill them. And colleges, who should have been training folks to begin with, I don't know what they're doing with all that money, they're having to begin to train for jobs because there's more jobs now. Think about this. There's more jobs in America than there are people able and educated enough to be able to work them.
In 1 month, in 2007, in November, this economy lost 700,000 jobs, and that was the beginning of the recession. In 1 month, we've almost completely turned that around. It's great days.
I was listening to one of the financial cabinet members of the White House right now, and he's talking about the history was made just recently. Of course, history's being made everywhere. But in April, John, in April, the biggest amount of revenue taken in by the history of our nation happened in, like, I think it was April of 2018, and said that the government took in $400 or $500 billion in revenues, like because of the growth.
Wow.
So in other words, that goes towards that $20 trillion of debt. I mean, they made money because people are getting jobs and they're paying taxes on their payrolls and things are going on. So that was April was a history breaking month of how
windfall.
Much revenue windfall. But that money can go straight to taking care of the debt and paying.
A few more months like that and we wipe this debt out.
This is a God thing. I mean, God said, I heard your prayers and I am answering your prayers. And he's going to begin to unveil things, deal with them one by one, 1 minute at a time. Lay low during this particular time. Understand there's a season. You can go back and listen to that prophetic word. We talked about that with Kim Clement. No, with Chuck Pierce and what's going to be taking place during this time. Understand God's at work. You know, I think about Psalms 91 that says, though the arrow fly by day and all these things by night, they won't come near your dwelling unless you're running your mouth and going out there pointing your finger at people. He says, just lay low.
And abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Starts off with he that abides in the shadow of the Almighty. And if you want to get dreams from God, you want to get downloads from God, you want to have this relationship with God, and you're a believer, but you're thinking you have to just, only way you can do it is go hear what God said to your minister. You can actually begin to hear the voice of the Lord. God wants to speak with you. God loves you individually. And we have what's a simple, you know, a lot of people want to do that, John. But they just need a simple plan to do that. Guess what? We have a free plan for you. We have it all set up for you. It's very simple to follow. And all you have to do is go to iabide.org. You can see it on your screen. iabide.org. Go there and request your free plan. And it'll be sent to you right away. And maybe you'll be like Brianna, and you'll get a download from God about what's going to happen next in the world.
People are requesting this free plan from all
over
the world. Listen, get your plan today. Don't hesitate, because God desires to speak to you, and you'll be able to have, like you said, wonderful dreams, because God wants to share them with you.
And speaking of that, we just want to bless you, all you that are abiding out there. It blesses our heart when you sign up for an abiding relationship with God. And we just want to bless your abiding time, that you would hear the voice of the Lord, that you wouldn't hear distracting voices and other voices, but you would hear clearly. We speak dreams and visions over you. When you're journaling and you're writing down what God is saying to you, that he would just share with you his secrets. We just bless that abiding time in Jesus' name. And remember, if you don't have your plan, go to iabide.org and get your plan. John, what's next?
Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to be sharing a VFNKB success secret with the CEO, Catherine Munson of Fast Signs. She's going to share with us five common values and principles that all successful people have. We want to share them with you. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
The difference between God as a concept and God as a living reality is that a concept is something you believe in. You certainly believe in it, but it's like an accessory. It's like a credit card. It's a gym membership. I control it, and I shape it to meet my life and my needs, right? So I'm still in control. But God as a living reality is an objective truth to which you mold your life to.
Right.
And that was a big difference, and that set a lot of things in motion, especially understanding a new understanding of the Ten Commandments.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. every single day. We are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. These are amazing things that are taking place.
Yes, they are.
We like to be able to bring you some VFNKB success secrets. Your success is our success. Our success is your success. And our success together is kingdom success. You know, you can find out more at VFNKB.com. But John, talk to us about this success secret.
Well, listen, this success secret is from Catherine Munson. She is the CEO of Fast Signs, and she shares these awesome principles, these qualities that every successful people have in common. And she's going to break them down for us, and we're also going to talk to you about them, because we want you to be empowered to have the type of success that God has destined for you to have. It's about leveraging your platform. Let's listen to Catherine now.
What I've found is there are five common characteristics of highly successful people, franchisee or franchisor, or whether they want to be great parents or great business leaders. And so the first is positive mental attitude. And that may sound very simplistic, but people only want to follow people with a positive attitude. And then that positive attitude really colors one's success. One of the things in my office in Dallas, Texas, we have what we call Inspiration Hall. And Inspiration Hall is a very long hall in our building, and it is covered with quotations about success, achievement, planning, etc. And many of those sayings happen to do with positive mental attitude. So one of them is, you know, it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that's going to define your altitude. And that is really true. And the world of achievement has always belonged to the optimist. So the first is, a positive mental attitude is trained. It is a skill. It is not something one's born with, or if it is, I wasn't born with it. I had to learn it and I had to develop it. And what I like about all five of these common characteristics of highly successful people is they're all skills that can be developed. So the first is positive mental attitude. The next is goal-directed behavior. So whether I was a franchisee or whether I worked in a franchisor, I'd make sure I had some really great business goals and some great personal goals, and then I would do something every day to achieve those. So positive mental attitude, goal-directed behavior. The next is self-motivation. It is doing, whether it is one more sales call, one more coaching with a team member, one more prospecting call, whatever it is that grows your business and makes you more successful, it's doing a little bit more of that every single day than your competition does. The next is a sense of urgency. It's like never put off to tomorrow what you can do today, and highly successful people get more things done in a day than those that are not as successful. And then lastly, it's never stop learning. So if I'm a franchisee, whether it's a brand new Sine Wave franchisee or in any business whatsoever, I'd make sure I was very knowledgeable about my industry. I understood what the drivers, the key drivers of the business are. I'd make sure that I was focused on how to push those key drivers each and every day. That's part of that goal-directed behavior, knowing what's important and investing time there. Leading and managing your team, and that can only be done with a positive outlook as a leader and just working through the plan every day. And that works if you're a franchise owner, or whether you are a person in the corporate world, whether you work for a franchisor, or really anything you want to do in life. If you want to be the best parent, the key strategies are the same, right? Learn about what it takes to be a good parent. Make sure you set goals on what it's going to be to a good parent. Do something every day to improve your parenting skills. Same for management. Understand what it takes to be a successful leader, a successful manager, and build up those skills and improve them every single day. So that's my advice.
Wow, this is so powerful. Five characteristics. Listen, the first one is positive mental attitude. Aren't you amazed the amount of people that are trying to do something and they're so defeated because their mindset, you know, they don't have a positivity. And we want to encourage you, listen, you got to be positive every single day about what you're doing, what you're involved in, and think good thoughts, you know, and keep them in your
it
mindset.
Matters. It reminds me of somebody said, my mother, he says she was so negative. I said, it's 78 degrees outside. She says, isn't it dreadful? I mean, it didn't matter what it was just, and some people, it's like you won't succeed with that.
No.
You have to intentionally have PMA, positive mental attitude.
Absolutely. Which brings up the second one here, and that's goal-directed behavior. You want to have a goal that you can actually measure, and that goal needs to be tied to a specific behavior that's going to help you get the results that you want to have. A lot of folks have goals, but their goals are just, they're not part of the vision. They're not part of the bottom line. They're going to take you somewhere, but not where you want to go.
Right.
The third one is having self-motivation.
Right.
Nobody can motivate you like yourself. I remember working someplace one time years ago with a guy's like, we have all these reports and all this type of stuff. And I said, listen, I'm going to work really hard. But if the two children and the wife I have at home are not enough motivation, there are no. He says, I got you. Don't worry about it. Do what you got to do.
But people are looking for other people to motivate them. And it's like you have to tap into sources
for
motivation.
That's right. That's right. Number four, sense of urgency.
Which, by the way, VFNKB is the place.
VFNKB.com. All your resources you'll need. But number four, sense of urgency. I know we're running out of time here, but you want to have that sense of urgency because, you know, tomorrow's written in the fool's calendar. All you and I have is today. You have to make today count. And number five, never stop learning. All the leaders that I know that are doing successful things, they're continually living in the learning curve. Yes, it's going to require time, it's going to require effort, but if you're not learning, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, your business, your career, your organization, they're not growing either, especially if you're the leader. You got to lead first.
And here's a quote from an unsuccessful person. I finally graduated school. I'll never have to learn again.
No.
It's like, employee. Okay.
Employee.
Listen, you can find out more at VFNKB.com. Listen, your success is our success. Our success is your success. And our success together is
kingdom success.
We want to pray with you right now. By the way, comment below. Write to us at friends@VFNKB.com. We'd love to hear your comments about success, about this dream, this prophetic dream about the unemployment rate, how everybody's just being blessed. Jobs are coming in and people are wanting to come to our country and work. But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just bless our audience right now. We pray for healing to their body, Father God. We ask you, Lord, for innovative ideas and concepts. God, we just speak success over them, Lord. Success over their ministry, their business, their life, their marriage, their family. We just release success over them, dreams and visions, Father God, and hope, Lord God. And we just speak that over them. And we ask you, Lord, we declare it, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.